Welcome back to the Shady Time Station.
The Shady Time Station.
This is the podcast about being in the band called the Shady Time Station. At least that's what it's called right now.
Formerly the Shade.
But nobody knows because we used to be the Shade. They probably still think we're the Shade. We're trying to work out a marketing strategy where we don't just change our name for no reason, but we produce a new product, change the name at the same time, introduce this podcast, which exists for only people who would randomly stumble upon it, I guess. But it will be public to the world someday. And then we're going to play shows again. And I think the plan right now is to try to get a Kickstarter so that we can try to fund a whole album based on how good our single is or something.
And we're going to try to do the single ourselves first, which is what we're settling on today on when to do.
Yeah, we're going to call Eric today, but before we do that, we have to talk about some things. We should actually have everybody here to talk about it, but I think it's safe to try to get an early December date, don't you?
December, or it depends on his availability. I'm sure he's probably booked for a weekend, which is what we probably want to do.
Well, I can do stuff in January.
Yeah, I can too.
And I can take days off.
If it's in January, I can take days off.
Okay, fantastic.
Like January 1st.
All right, let's talk about early January then. When we call Eric Palmquist, and hopefully that'll give Steve and John, other members of this band who are not currently on this podcast, a chance to clear those dates. And if they can't, then...
What about if he had a December weekend open?
See, we should
probably check with the guys.
If he has a December weekend open, we'll text everybody, and then... I mean, I don't think he expects us all to be calling him at the same time.
No. Right?
So, yeah, let's just imagine if he has a December weekend open. Well, for one thing, that might be a little early because we haven't practiced with all five people.
It's now November 6th.
You know what? We have enough time.
Yeah, for 1 to 2 songs, I think we can rehearse enough.
Yeah, I'm just going to text him right now. A December weekend recording date would work? ?
Otherwise, January, I'm sure we can do whenever. If you and I can schedule whenever, I'm sure they can. We can go around their schedule. All
right, talking to the mic, Ray. Don't just be a little mumblecore.
I am king of the mumbles.
December weekend date would work? ? And then obviously, probably January would work. So we'll call him later in just a second. Before then...
And we should probably figure what our max is. What we're willing to pay.
$3,000?
I'm thinking we need 2 days, right?
Yeah.
2 days. No, I don't think it'll be that much.
But I don't think we should talk about his price on the show.
No. And probably...
Whatever we do end up paying.
Yeah.
We could talk about how we feel about the price, but we shouldn't talk about what it is, probably.
And when we call him... We'll
put him on speaker or something.
No, but we'll just end up the conversation by saying we'll discuss it with the other guys and then get back to him.
All right. Yeah, that's one thing I mean, there's a lot of things I want to open up on this podcast, but I think that's like not cool.
No. I wouldn't want to say what we actually pay, but yeah. I do think we should. Well, right. We don't need to reveal what our limit is, but internally we need to know our limit.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. All right, other news, we got to talk about the three R's. Rehearsal, recording and Ron. We talked about recording already. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Ron.
All right. What is his latest feelings on the band?
Well, he came out because he was looking forward to play with John, of course, obviously. Other than that, I think his natural tendency or his natural personality is to be the leader of a band. So I don't really know how long-term he feels it, mm-hmm. but he doesn't want to mess with the structure of the band mm-hmm. as it is.
Do you think he wants to, like, add to it, though? Or does he even have the enthusiasm to play with us?
I mean, that's a real tough question because you're catching him at a crossroads. Mm-hmm. Dennis is about to, I'm sure any day he's going to be feeling much better and ready to work with Ron, and they'll have a lot of enthusiasm about their project, I'm sure. He's also real bored and he wants to make music, and he knows that the better we do, the better off he is too. I think he realizes that.
And why can't he do both though? I don't think
it's not that he can't do both. Yeah, I don't think it's really that he can't do both, but it's like, who can really do two of anything? I mean, yeah. That's not a...
Well, if he's not required to put in so much, then maybe he can do it just fine.
Yeah, I wish this mother would stop texting me. Actually, I wish that my computer wasn't telling me when people texted me, which is 'cause Apple's annoying. And they like to integrate everything. They try to make it so that, if you take a picture of a zit on your back just to see what it looks like, it'll probably end up, like, on your wallpaper on your TV, because you're using Apple TV or something. Yeah, everything's all connected. Steve Jobs. Annoying. Anyways, what am I talking about? Ron.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. We should probably get him on the podcast sometime, but I didn't even tell him that we're doing this podcast.
Okay, that's probably good, though. But is it, there doesn't need to be so much pressure on him to join us.
Yeah, that's true.
He could just join us.
Just straight up join.
Whenever he can.
Well, I'm not interested in having three people play guitar at the same time either. Mm-hmm. I freaking hate that sound. Personally,
I would like it on like maybe one song out of two albums or something like that.
And I know he likes a plug-in, like we all do, because we're all a bunch of assholes who just like to hear our own sounds.
Uh-huh.
He wants a plug-in.
Does he play a keyboard or piano at all?
I guess he doesn't really know. Not really. I don't think he really gets that.
It'd be cool like if he did join us more, like... Sure, he plays acoustic guitar sometimes, but maybe he could play some type of percussion as well or something like that.
Well, I think if somebody...
We need him for the vocals sometimes.
I think he could add to vocals on basically every song, probably. I think if we got a way to make acoustic guitar just always going on in all the songs, there would be no problem. No problem with that. And it could be anybody playing the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Between you, Ray, you, Ron, and Steve.
Yeah.
Anybody. Doesn't matter. Or even two of you guys could play acoustic mm-hmm. guitar and then have just the lead going through. If that's a commitment because it takes more work in the sound check. It takes more interactivity with the soundboard sometimes. Like, you have to plug into the soundboard instead of your own amp. Uh-huh. And, here's actually, I'll tell you my dream. My dream, Ray, and I don't know if I've told you this, but I've told some people, is that people would be playing acoustic guitars in the crowd. Like standing on the side maybe, or standing in the back of the room
mm-hmm.
and just playing acoustic guitars along with our song, not, just to surround people with a more warm sound, unplugged acoustic guitars,
Yeah.
Even if you can't hear it. You can feel that strum move through you. And it's kind of the principle that they used when they were making George Harrison's All Things Must Pass.
Okay.
You know, there's like four acoustic guitars at least going through all the songs. They're just real low in the mix. But just the whole thing feels like it's more cohesive because of that.
Yeah.
So I would want that if... and I would do that for the Bentleys if they wanted that. You know, like, hey, Josh, could you just play acoustic guitar in the crowd? I would do that. And if they want to do that... Maybe Ron would do that. I don't know.
He would, but I don't think he would probably want to do it every time we play, you know? And that's it.
You know what, though? That guy, he... Maybe he would like doing it because it's a kind of weird thing to do.
Like, you have to bring the juice or something to the crowd?
Well, it's kind of like what's happening right now. And then a lot of people pay attention to you in an awkward way. And then you just are gradually moving up to the stage. You move on to the stage. And then you're in the band all of a sudden. Maybe that could work as a meta narrative. Or something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know. Is that ambitious? No. Actually, people do way weirder and more creative stuff. And it's important to be creative and weird. But I know we've always shied away from being creative in any way other than just musically. And even musically, we may have shied away from some of our more creative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to... I think part of it is a good motivation. We want to be like an old school... a blue collar guitar player band, and that's a good motivation. And the bad part of it is that it sometimes gives us an excuse not to do our more ambitious ideas on stage, because it's like, I don't want to set this up and you know, bring my computer on stage or something like that.
I would actually like to do more stuff like that, but isn't it like we're always in search of crafting and playing the perfect pop song?
Well, so yeah, but you would need your computer to do that. All right, with that in mind, let's listen to our first song. We're going to come back after we listen to this old demo, and then we're going to talk about rehearsal last night, and then we'll call Eric. I'm starting to get more calls, I think, or texts from the guys regarding their availability. So let's check this out.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, that was a song that was recorded in January of this year?
No. Oh, yeah.
January of this year, this past year. Well, it's not past yet, but it's about to be past. I like it. Sounds good. But it is totally unfinished. So unfinished. And that makes me sad.
Yeah, I think we only did that one time, one night.
Yeah, we never even went back to it. I would go back to it, except that I think we should write it before we go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're starting... This song is nice, but it's a reminder that we're currently carcinogenic to ourselves.
What do you mean by that?
We are like a... We're like a band, but instead of reproducing new body parts, we just keep producing half-written songs.
These
and it's just
little cancerous creatures that can't survive.
Yeah, and these little creatures that have no right to exist unless they come to fruition.
Right.
You know? And we're just real good at...
We're like...
Not finishing.
We're like, the dad that leaves or something like... The child doesn't get the parenting it needs or something like that.
It's a matter of character. I mean, it's not really about how awful we are as people, but it is about how busy we are and how little we commit sometimes to the being musicians. And part of being a musician is going home and being like, okay, that was a nice little jam.
Let's gotta work on this. Out. Yeah, it's like we get 67% of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
But then we don't take the time to finish it up. That's bad, though.
Yeah, it's awful. We have, like, I think, like, 30 songs like this now.
We have, like, 30 albums.
Yeah, we have so much stuff. And actually, last night, well, it wouldn't have been a bad night. And I don't think it was a bad night, except it was a carcinogenic night or a cancerous night. Because, unfortunately, I guess John didn't make it. We thought John was going to make it, and that got Ron excited because Ron's never played with John. And so Ron came out. It was us four without John. We had a keyboard sometimes as the drum machine. But, I mean, it was instead of working on the material, I mean, working on the recording, because it's actually hard to find the right beat. That goes with I Almost Forgot. We just ended up like making more cancer, you know.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But it was
there's still some good that comes out of it though. Like a lot of good.
I think it was good to make cancer with Ron, you know?
Yeah.
Because Ron
it's a new kind of disease, so
yeah, we gotta get Ron a little bit
he needs to be infected a little with our cancer.
Yeah, with our cancer. I mean, cancer is productive. It's overly productive, you know. But hopefully, I'm actually hoping that writing this song and then relying on some obligation to finish an album is going to cure us of cancer a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we would be cured of cancer if we had... If we made, like, one album a year or something like that, yeah.
Because then we'll be forced to go out and actually try to take care of some business.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now, we don't really have that.
I think we were waiting, and it probably wasn't a terrible idea, because we were waiting for a song that we thought was really going to cross over.
Get some traction for the band.
Yeah, and we had some songs that were good, but maybe not crossover worthy, you know. And now I do think Almost Forgot might be a crossover song.
Yeah.
So
we really got to go record it as fast as we can.
Oh, right.
Before we lose the enthusiasm, before it loses its time to actually do something for
All right.
The band.
So we're going to now record your half of a conversation with Eric.
Eric is our former producer. He helped us with our first album.
He didn't produce. He wasn't a producer in that first album.
Well, he was
that
our engineer, but he did have a ton of suggestions for us.
He did have a producer. He did take the producer seat couple times.
He didn't have the actual credit, but he did more than just engineer for us, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He thought of some creative solutions.
And I remember on Paper Machine, he helped us a lot. But that was also Schroeder, our other producer, Stephen Schroeder. That had some good ideas.
We had a lot of producers, including ourselves. We shouldn't...
That's true. I mean, it is technically produced by
the Shade. Ultimately, it was us who made the... But, yeah.
So, right now, I'm going to call Eric and see basically what he has available. He's probably pretty busy. But we're going to see if we can get in either on a December weekend. Now I am calling Eric. He's probably busy working with the band. But we shall see.
Oh, yeah, you can leave him a message, though, I guess. Ring, 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 ring. The Shady Time Station podcast is brought to you by Nature Box. Nature Box, get your snacks at your house. You can try the latest in snacks like cheesy corn nuts, sriracha flavored almonds, wasabi porcupine spikes, and kettle corn.
Hey Eric, this is Ray from The Shade. We messaged a couple of weeks ago. I just wanted to give you a call, check what you had available. We wanted to come record a single, maybe two songs, see if you had a couple of days, maybe a weekend in December, or if not then, maybe something in January anytime. Go ahead and give me a call back. Number is going to be 626
bleep bleep bleep
736
bleep bleep bleep
7357. Thanks.
All right, we did it. We did it, guys. We left a message on Eric Palmquist's cell phone. That's good. The Shady Time Station is also brought to you by, what's another good one? Dollar Shave Club. Join Dollar Shave Club to get razors at your house. You could shave every part of your body, every single day, with Dollar Shave Club.
For very cheap.
Choose your plan. Choose your man and get it on.
Yeah. Happy wife, happy life.
All right. So I guess those were the three R's. Do you want to listen to this other song real quick?
Okay. This is another song we did. I think it was this year. And this one is called Producer Man. Oops. That one is right in the chill wave.
All right. That one was right in the chill wave. I forgot to call it what it was. All right, here we go. Producer Man. Or maybe it's also called All I Want. Here we go. Thank you. vodka tonic. Oh. I want to, if it's so, if it feels strong, just squeeze more of the lemon.
It tastes good.
Album, it wasn't that good, but at least we did something, you know, like we're definitely better now, but we're not doing anything.
Yeah,
like this song is good, you know. I like listening to this part over and over again more than I like listening to most of our first album.
Well, you probably would feel like that after we recorded these new ones though too.
This, maybe
it's like
I just feel like it's more groovy and fun.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have more groove now. And more skills, I think.
But just less skills to complete a project.
Less, what do you call it, persistence or something?
Well, yeah, for, you know what? We had persistence because we didn't know what would happen if we finished an album. Now we know you can finish an album and it doesn't really matter.
Well, you know,
no, that's not true. That doesn't
we're
matter.
We're just like the worst ever at marketing and promoting our own shit, you know?
Yeah, that's true. It's not like it didn't matter. It was a lot of fun.
I think it was still worth it. But I think it's pretty good for...
A lot of people really appreciate it.
It's great for being a local band.
We don't have like a pack of people following us around or anything. But I get a lot of positive comments from people who like it. Who genuinely like it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone I've shown, like, I don't say much when I give it to them. But then they come back and they're like, whoa, like... You know, it's actually, like, really good.
Yeah. All we need now is just to be that extra layer of grooviness, I think.
Which I think we have now.
Yeah.
But now we just need the actual excitement to finish it even.
You know, speaking of all that and stuff, I think when we get back up, I'm excited. I'm actually feeling like I know I understand social media a little bit better now. And,
Why don't you live post right now to our page?
I don't know, because we have to change it live post. That we're like recording a podcast?
No.
Here's what I'm thinking though. Like I think I'm getting more comfortable with the idea of marketing yourself, especially seeing all my friends marketing themselves.
Oh, like what?
Their life, you know, who they are.
Oh, just nowadays, social media.
Yeah, just social media, and, I think I was worried about, you know, I wonder if Kurt Cobain had lived or something, what would his relationship to social media
be? He'd probably be, like, a professional at it.
You think he would...
He would use it in a way that it would seem he's
subversive.
Not trying to use it, but he would still use it.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Or his manager would have him use it in that way.
What I think the thing I was mainly uncomfortable with was the presumption that people care what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Oh, but now it's so obvious that...
I'm not saying it's obvious that people care what you're doing.
That everybody does it.
I'm saying that people are interested in lives that are different than theirs, you know? Uh-huh. So
oh, yeah, yeah.
If you just post from the Shades website pictures that are just like little informative pieces, little views into what it's like to be in a band. That's people would be like, oh, that's different.
Yeah. You know?
And they like that narrative. Yeah.
I think we should do that. And we should even post more pictures and videos from practice.
We should probably do one per practice.
Even from these podcasts.
You know what? Let's do it from, let's not podcast yet because we can't post them because we're not telling them that this podcast exists.
Okay.
But let's start posting pictures of our practices.
All right.
And then,
and I think and we should do videos too. I want to post more videos so people can stay excited about us too.
It's not only about being excited, is what I'm saying. It's also about being bored. Like, people want to know how boring it is to do what you're doing a little bit. Oh, you know like what I'm saying?
The tediousness.
Yeah, they're in. People now are into, like, the whole story, I think. You know? Which is why I wanted to do this podcast. Okay. And why there's some, like, comedy podcasts that aren't funny. It's just about the life.
So you're just trying to attract those stragglers you can or something to us?
I don't think it's that. I think it's a philosophy and it's like a trend in the way that we think about each other these days that we're more interested in the everyday.
Process or something?
Yeah, we're more interested in the process of each other.
That's... I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think we should go with it.
Well, good or bad, I feel just more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
By the way, that little phrase I just said, I think it's cool.
Good or bad?
No. The process of each other.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, possible album title or something like that.
I can see that.
By the way, or a book. Maybe I'll write a book called The Process of Each Other.
That would be hard.
It would be probably nobody would read it.
It could be a very good album title.
All right, I want to close off this podcast, but I do want to tell you a story. So I have these old cameras with film in them. They're like disposable cameras, and I took them to Walmart recently, like last month.
Well, how old are the cameras?
They're like, one of them was about 8 years old, and one of them was about 15 years old, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, well,
and you have them?
18 years old.
What's on the picture?
I don't have them anymore because I got them developed. One of them was not interesting. I mean, it was fine. It was a bunch of pictures that I took at this one event in my college where they actually gave me the camera. It's kind of funny. All right, here's an interesting story. But I just decided I'm going to take all these pictures at this event where they gave me this camera.
Yeah.
It was like a going away present or something. Because I knew if I took that camera, it would like... If I took that camera and took pictures of the other parts of my life, it would have contaminated that experience, that moment or something like that.
Keep it pure.
Yeah, I kept it pure. Anyways, and then I had this other camera. I don't even know what was on there because only one of the pictures of the other camera came out. But I was thinking it's like funny looking. I'll show you after this. I was thinking it might be something we could use in an album cover or something like that.
Well, what is it?
It's like just this really poorly developed picture of I don't know what.
You
like
can't
the
even
sky.
Tell.
No, it's like you can tell that it's from my car or something, but like it's been so damaged. Basically, out of this whole roll of film, I only got one picture to be anything that they considered printing. they printed it. I went to the Walmart to pick it up, and the guy was like, well, supposedly it's like $10 for this one picture. And I'm like, well, I don't think so. So I just went back to my car, and then I was like, you know what? If I pay the $10 for that picture, I'll just turn it into my album cover.
Yeah.
And then it'll be worth it, you know? Uh-huh. And then I went back in, and I was like, I'm going to buy that picture. And I was like, you know what? But he gave it to me, and I was like, isn't it supposed to come with a CD? Because a CD is what I would have used to create the album cover, mm-hmm. like the digital version. And he's like, oh, yeah, I guess they didn't make a CD. So, you know what? I'm just going to give this to you for free.
The picture.
Yeah, so he gave me the picture okay. for free. So I'd have to scan it now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can scan it.
But it's this whole story about how old technology is dying. If you try to get your film developed at Walmart now, when you drop your film into the canister,
they have that still?
It falls all the way to the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
You just hear it hit the ground.
That's sad.
I bet you there was a time when, you know, you could barely fit your film in there or something.
Film.
Yeah, so it's a dead thing, and it's just a story where I'm like, I know this is random, but it's something that nobody else has, you know, this photograph, so I kind of want it.
And the picture, you liked it?
Well, I'll show you after the podcast. You can tell me what you think of it.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, in that case, let's just sign off. Thank you for listening to the Shady Time Station, the podcast. Wait, what's it called? Yeah, the Shady Time Station podcast.
Episode number...
I don't remember. 5 or something?
Well, we'll see you soon, guys.
We'll see you next time. Take it easy.